Dearest Bhagwan, you have been guiding and guarding us every moment of our life. And for everything that you have been and done for us, we, your children, from the 10th and 12th class of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, offer at your divine lotus feet our heartfelt gratitude in the form of a small collection of our experiences which you have granted us and the songs. From the time we begin to exist, and even before, she cared only for us. She brought us up, teaching us everything we know, from how to stand and how to walk to how to lead. When we were in times of despair and not knowing what to do, she consoled us, lifted us up, made us smile, and showed us the right path. But we do not realize the value of what we have, forget, take for granted, and go on. And it is only at this turning point in our life, when we look back and we realize the value of what we have, we realize that without you, Saima, we would have been nothing. Nothing, Swami, nothing. Swami, you built these temples of learning, brought us here, teaching us not just the knowledge of the world and the mind, but also the wisdom of the heart and the soul. Every year, hundreds of students have left these doors, each one a Swami Vivekananda. walking forward, performing your mission of spreading your glory and message to the world, to love all and serve all, spreading your message to help ever and hurt never. But above all, Swami, the only thing that we desire is to bring a smile on your face. This is your legacy, Bhagwan, and we are but a tiny part of it. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for making us a part of your mission. Thank you, Swami, for making us a part of your legacy. We are forever yours, Swami. We are yours lovingly.
Bharadwaj, actually, these are not just the thoughts of you and me, but of each and every student gathered here today to express their love for their mother Sai.
Do you realize that it has been 12 fruitful years of our journey with Swami, and time has just flown by?
All this is fine, brother, but do you realize exams are coming? We have to study, they're important, right?
Sridhar, exams are important, but what about this opportunity of sitting at his lotus feet and recollecting every divine moment that we have experienced with our Swami?
Yes, right from our birth, Swami has been a constant companion, holding our hand, guiding us and guarding us through each and every challenge life has thrown at us.
I remember, as a 5-year-old child, I was crying profusely as I did not want to leave my mother and grandmother and live with someone whom I never knew. But my mother caught my hand, took me and told me, pointing to our headmistress auntie and warden auntie, she said, "From now, she is your mother and she your grandmother." That's how I came into your fold, Swami.
You know, Shiva, I too cannot help but recollect my first day in school when I was here with my parents. In the beginning, I just didn't cry, thinking that this was some sort of summer camp or play school. It took me 1 week to realize that I was here to pursue my education and I would be staying in a hostel. And from then, I cried and cried profusely, wanting to go back home.
The story is same with all of us. In the beginning, we all were reluctant to stay here. But then, Swami had his own plans for each one of us.
Coming to Mandir for Swami's darshans was what we cherished the most, as he would come and inquire from each of us about little things like our names, where did he come from, and even he would ask, how many idlis did you have for breakfast?
I remember one such morning when we primary school children had come for having darshan of our mother Sai. But that day, for some reason, Swami did not come to give us darshan. We all were feeling very bad and we were also slightly depressed, wondering why our Swami was not coming amidst us.
I remember the aarti was given and I was in tears as I had not seen my Lord that day. But Swami, I did not even want to go back to hostel without seeing you. And as I was crying, our headmistress auntie came and told me, "It's okay." And she consoled me by saying that we would wait here for a little more time for Swami. We waited and waited. An hour passed. The Sevadals got busy in their cleaning up and winding up activities. Even the last hope of having your glimpses that day was fading, Swami.
As we are preparing to leave, suddenly we noticed some movement near Swami's residence. And lo and behold, we could see our dearest Bhagwan searching for us and rushing towards us to bless us all with His divine presence.
I remember, Swami, and then you were among us, filling us with your love, your eyes brimming with joy, and we basking in your love. And you know what happened then? Swami gave me a laddu with His own hands and then asked the remaining laddus to be distributed to all the students sitting there. Thank you, Swami, for fulfilling that wish of mine.
What a bond of love between us and our Lord. In these 12 years, He has blessed us with many such memorable moments.
Isn't it unique, brothers, that even though we all hail from different parts of the country, practicing diverse cultures and speaking different languages, having our own identities, but yet, when we come under the divine umbrella, there is only one language, the language of the heart. And the only thing that we crave for is the privilege of being His students, of being His property.
So, Swami, we have all assembled here today to express our sincere feelings of gratitude welling from the bottom of our hearts.
We are here now and forever, for we are truly yours. showing us the way, dearest Lord. Every second of our lives, you've been watching with your eyes. Every time when we were lost, when we were down, when we were broken, every time when we were lost, when we were down, when we were broken, you were there. You were there to guide us, to bless us, to lift us, to love us, to guide us, to bless us, to lift us, to love us, for you are we call out to you, O Lord. In one voice, we sing to you. In one voice, we pray to you. In one voice, we call out to you, O Lord. In one voice, we sing to you. In one voice, we pray to you. In one voice, we call out to you, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord.
We try to catch your attention by showing you small cards, poems, letters, sketches. And you, out of your infinite compassion, called us, admired even the tiniest of our efforts to encourage us.
In that way, Swami, you taught us that for you, only the effort and feeling matter and not the object of expression. Here we have Rishikesh, here we have Shanmukha brother, who will share his experience in relation to this.
Om Shri Sairam. I offer my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of my beloved mother Sai. What I'm going to share with you all today happened when I was a child, a 6th standard child, way back in the year 2008, studying in the primary school. At that age, a few rhyming words of English here and there with some meaning gelling together would become a poem for us, and we, in our childlike enthusiasm, would want to show these poems to you, Bhagwan. And there I was, after taking permission from the teachers, with this poem of mine artistically written in a small sheet of paper, eagerly waiting to show it to you. As if already answering my prayers, you came on your chair that day. As you came near us, you gently took the sheet of paper, went through each and every word, and directed me to take Pad Namaskar. He then gently patted me on my cheek and moved on. My excitement knew no bounds. I was on cloud nine. And then, to my utter shock, I realized that Swami was actually carrying off my sheet of paper with him. I thought how nice it would be if you would give it to me, as I would cherish it as an invaluable treasure of my life. As I was praying this, Swami suddenly stopped, called one of the students nearby and handed him over my paper. Before I could realize what was happening, that student came to me and put the sheet of paper in my hands. It is now no more just a sheet of paper for me, but an invaluable treasure, which it became by your divine touch. I would now like to narrate that very poem which you blessed and which I wrote in my 6th standard. It goes thus. He is someone who has come to earth to help everyone, and he will not leave anyone. He is none other than God himself, and very, very selfless. And one of his teachings is cleanliness is next to godliness. Muslims go to Mecca to pray to the Kaaba. Here we worship our Baba. And Baba always tells us to chant Rama Nama. Needless to say, Swami, this invaluable treasure reminds me always of your infinite compassion and grace. And I'm filled with gratitude and love whenever I say this. For all these moments you have given me, for all these memories, and for everything. Ever grateful to you, Swami. Thank you.
Brother Ashwin, do you have something to say?
Swami, I humbly offer this poem at your lotus feet. Swami, years have rolled a cascade of memories and love. Years have rolled filled with love stories. This river of love has looped through wide vales and high hills. Our tales so spellbinding, they hold hearts in a still. This rich elixir of heavenly bond, a memory weaved out of magic wand. It enthralls and enriches all who witness the spectacle of surreal sweetness. Let the world wow at this wonder of Sai and his students. Let the world stand testimony to our part in his symphony. Your music shall cure our madness. Your melodies cure our maladies. This is what it is. We are yours and you are ours. Forever, for all time to come. Forever and all time to come. Joyful for we are and grateful forever we are. Love you, Swami. Love you.
Swami, you wanted your students to bloom and blossom in all dimensions of human excellence and find fulfillment. For this, with loving care, you provided us with the best of everything, be it an international cricket stadium in our backyard or a world-class indoor stadium in the front.
And most importantly, a home far away from home, our sweet home, our hostel, where your chosen instruments, our teachers, are guiding us at every step.
Swami, you blessed us with a very unique system of integral education, absolutely free of cost. You nourished the talents in us, bringing out the hidden talents in us. For example, to nurture the music talents in us, you provided the best of teachers from across the world and from your very own music college to teach us the various areas of music like Hindustani vocal, Carnatic vocal,
dholak, tabla, mridangam,
the keyboard, harmonium, sitar, the guitar and the violin.
At a very tender age, you sowed the seed of love for violin in their hearts. So much so the seed has now become a sapling. And these boys, whom you lovingly called your violin boys, are here today to offer their gratitude at your lotus feet.
Every time I look at a violin, my mind is filled with the different memories how Swami has blessed us on various occasions.
Swami, we, your violin boys, have been playing the violin from our primary school itself. Indeed, you have blessed us with many opportunities with you. And this experience of ours occurred in our fifth standard in the year 2007.
It was the 25th of December and every one of us had only one wish. We had come to the Skolmanth Hall to put up a violin program in front of Swami. And after the program, we hoped for a group photo with you.
On that glorious day, you signaled the program to start. After the program came to a conclusion, we were made to sit down.
But that only multiplied our prayers. And you, Swami, out of your infinite mercy, signaled a brother to go towards the interview room. And as we looked on, he came out carrying a tray filled with chocolates.
Swami, with your benevolent compassion, you called each one of us individually over here and gave those chocolate bars with your divine hands.
It was only after we had come and sat back in our places that we realized we had been blessed with an individual photograph of Swami giving us the chocolates.
No wonder, Swami, these photographs of ours with you shall always be our shared moments in our lives. Swami, today, our humble offering is with love and gratitude to you.
When we go out, people ask us, is everything the same in Puttaparthi? They may have their doubts, Swami, but we do not. For we know you are installed in each one of our hearts and listening to every prayer of ours, fulfilling every wish of ours.
Swami, you have proved to us time and again of your omnipresence, omniscience and omnipotence. Here we have Brother Rishikesh, who experienced your Leela in this manner.
Swami, I very sincerely wished to participate in the Panchavadyam group for your birthday. In fact, I'd been waiting for the past 3.5 months for that opportunity. But, however, to my utter shock, on the eve of your birthday, Swami, my teacher coordinator of the Panchavadyam band group came to me and told me that I wouldn't be playing the next day since I didn't have enough practice. Completely dejected at this, I went back to my room and wept profusely in front of your photo, and then I fell asleep. Swami, the next morning I was late for the mandir session and rushed to the Kulanth hall. As I entered the mandir, a senior brother came running towards me, panting, and asked me, Rishikesh, are you willing to take the opportunity of taking the birthday cake to Swami for blessings? Very stunned at this offer, I asked him about the other 4 boys who were supposed to be taking the birthday cake for blessings. He replied that 2 of the boys had gone for breakfast thinking that they would take the cake after the program, but were called on now itself. I almost jumped at this statement of his and immediately grabbed the opportunity of taking the cake to you for blessings. This is how, Swami, you have shown me your infinite love by giving me a better opportunity than for what I had wished for. Swami, when I now look back, I see that you have been there behind my life at every point. Thank you, Swami, for everything. I'm ever grateful to you. Love you, Swami.
Swami, here is another brother who has experienced your omnipresence. Brother Amritesh.
I offer myself at your lotus feet, Swami. Swami, I still remember that Guru Purnima day in the year 2011 when you visited my home mysteriously. Swami, it was on that occasion when we brought a beautiful simhasan for you in our home. We sang bhajans heartfully, and I had a wishful thought. How nice it would be if Swami sat on this simhasan and left an indication of his presence forever. With these thoughts, I slept. On that night, I had a dream, Swami. I saw you in my home, blessing everyone in my family. The next thing, the unexpected act of yours that indeed fulfilled my prayer and wish, Swami, you sat on the simhasan as I desired. And not only that, you also created vibhuti for all of us. The next morning, with a blissful state of mind and joy, as I go towards the altar in my home to express my loving gratitude for that wonderful moment of my life, as I opened the altar door of my house, to my utter shock, Swami, the vibhuti that you created in my dream had indeed became a reality as I saw vibhuti manifestation on your photo in the altar of my house. Swami, with a lot of love and gratitude, I can only say one thing. That vibhuti which had been manifested on that auspicious day of Guru Purnima in the year 2011 is still continuing to come in my home even till this day, Swami, even till this day, only because of your grace and presence everywhere with me. I thank you, Swami, for everything, and all I can say is, I love you, Swami, I love you.
Swami, at times, when we are confronted by various situations in life, not knowing what to do, we turn to you and you guide us on the right path. You are the path, the guide and the goal in this journey of life.
सफर है ये कैसा सफर जिसका चेहरा नया हर घड़ी हर पहर जिंदगी का सफर है ये कैसा सफर जिसका चेहरा नया हर घड़ी हर पहर कोरे कागज की भांति भटकते हर नगर मंजिलों का पता ना किसी मोड़ पर कोरे कागज की भांति भटकते हर नगर मंजिलों का पता ना किसी मोड़ पर जिंदगी का सफर है ये कैसा सफर जिसका चेहरा नया हर घड़ी हर पहर चल रहा था मगर भटकता ही चला चल रहा था पर भटकता ही चला हाथ किसने थामा मुझको था ना पता हाथों से उसने ये जादू किया दे दिया मुझको रास्ता मंजिल का फिर लगा जैसे वो कहीं छुप सा गया फिर लगा जैसे वो कहीं छुप सा गया बस मैं था खड़ा भटकने को वहां जिंदगी का सफर है ये कैसा सफर जिसका चेहरा नया हर घड़ी हर पहर घनघोर अंधेरा जब मन में छाने लगा उसके आ चलने मुझ पे ये साया किया हवा का रुख उसने मेरी ओर कर दिया और उसकी दुआ से मैं तब हुआ कि वो हर वक्त था वो और नहीं मेरा भगवान था
स्वामी Whenever we had any problems, all we had to do was place them at your lotus feet. And you, in your own unique ways, would surely solve our problems.
For some of us, it was your divine vibhuti. For others, your dreams. Or for some others, your direct blessings. And for others, unimaginably new ways. But at the end of all this, Swami, only our faith in you strengthened.
Swami, one such bond that you strengthened in this way was of Brother Manish, who would like to express his gratitude to you.
Swami, I offer my humble pranams at your lotus feet. The following experience of mine is your glory and Leela, Swami. I am just an instrument in your hands. This happened in my 11th standard last year. I had some problems with my stomach and I was not able to eat anything. As I was not feeling hungry, I used to skip my food sessions and gradually I became weak. One day, I went and met my dispensary teacher and conveyed my problem. He said me, please go to hospital and consult the doctor. Next day itself, I went to the hospital and consulted the doctor. The doctor conducted an ultrasound and found nothing wrong with my abdomen. However, they prescribed me some medicines. My teacher advised me to take curd rice till I became alright. This treatment continued almost for a week and I found no relief from my ailment. On the 7th day evening, I went to my teacher again and said to him, sir, my problem is not solved. He was worried. So he went to his room and got a small container with vibhuti given by Swami with his own divine hands directly to him. He mixed a pinch of this vibhuti in a glass of water and gave me to drink. I prayed to Swami in front of altar and drank it. Next day morning, lo and behold, my problem was completely cured and erased. And for the first time in so many days, I could partook my food with full contentment. And Swami, this problem never reoccurred in my life till today. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for giving us such loving teachers and your blessed vibhuti, which is the greatest medicine of all. I love you, Swami. I love you.
Brother Pav, you too had experienced Swami in a unique way. Could you share it with us?
Swami has always been there for us, guiding us and protecting us every moment of our lives. Whenever we were down, He would lift us up and say, why fear when I am here? I would like to share an experience that I had last year. It was during the sports meet time. I was part of the pole Malkhamb item, the pole gymnastics item. For the event, I got the stunt of doing a front somersault from the top of the pole. I practiced a lot, but somehow I was not getting it perfectly. On the 10th of January, we had our last practice session in the night. During that session, I got the stunt perfectly. So as we were just about to wind up, I approached the teacher and asked if I could try it for one last time. I went up the pole, jumped, did the somersault, and as fate would have it, I landed in a wrong position and injured my leg. The next morning I noticed that it was a big swelling on my right ankle. The whole afternoon I was dejected because after having put in so much of hard work, I could not participate. But still, for the evening program, I put on an ankle support, wore the costumes and went along with the boys. As we were just warming up behind the galleries, a thought struck me and I prayed to Swami. Swami, I have put in a lot of hard work for this. Whatever it happens, how much ever it pains, I am going to perform. Please give me the strength and endurance to do it. Believe it or not, that day, with an injured leg, I climbed up the pole and did all the stunts without feeling even a bit of pain. And I know that, Swami, it was you who had done it through me. From that day, I realized that if you surrender to Swami, He becomes the doer and nothing can go wrong. Thank you, Swami. Thank you so much for everything you have done for me.
Indeed, Swami, you are our mother, you are our father, you are our guru, you are our guide, you are everything, Swami. You are our God, and Swami, you are our life. Nuve ma jeevan, nuve ma daivam.
Ma jeevan. Nuve saa
Sai. Yes, indeed, Swami, you are our life and everything. You, Swami, have scripted each one of our love stories. From the time we came onto the stage, you took care of all our moments, mistakes, and molding each one of our characters into a masterpiece. We know, Swami, we joining your institutions is all part of that divine screenplay you have scripted for us. Here is a small part of that screenplay you have scripted. Your love story with your child, the story of Brother Sagar.
Science or commerce? But father wants me to take science. Swami, whichever group you give me, I'll take that. But all I want is to join your school, Swami.
Swami, Sagar applied as per your instructions. He then came to Puttaparthi, wrote the exam and was called
for the interview.
May I come in, sir?
Yes, come in.
Thank you, sir.
So tell us, why do you want to join this school?
Sir, I have only heard or seen God, but I want to experience Him. And I want to join His school, for He says students are His properties.
Apart from all this, you have taken your written examination very well. You may go now. Sayonara.
Sairam, sir.
So, how did it go, Sagar?
It went very well, Father. They said that they would receive a letter to join the school in a week or so.
But that was not to be. A day passed, 2 days, 1 week, and 2 weeks passed, and still there was no letter. Sagar was waiting anxiously.
Sagar, the letter has not yet come. I think maybe we are not so fortunate.
Father, can we wait for a little more time, Father? Please, Father.
Okay, we shall wait. But if we don't get in Swami's school, we will try in some other school outside, just in case. We will go tomorrow and check out.
But Father... Okay, Father.
And so, the next day, they go out to search for a private school in their hometown. But they are in for a shock.
Are there no seats available, sir?
Yes, sir. We can surely accommodate you in our management quota. And for that, all you need to do is give a donation of just 1 lakh.
Donation? In a private school? And that too, 1 lakh? It's okay, sir. Thank you.
They meet the same fate everywhere. Sagar's father seems very dejected, but Sagar doesn't seem affected.
Father, what's the reason for your dejection, Father?
Are you not serious about your studies? You have not got seat anywhere. You're just not bothered. They're already asking for so much money. How can I pay so much? Now it's your headache.
Father... Swami, please help me. I want to be your student. Please, Swami, please.
And so thinking, Sagar fell asleep. And then he had a dream of Swami.
Dunnapota, nidrapotunnavemi. Lechi baglu sarduko. Chala duram povali.
Swami, I must tell Father. I must.
Yes, sir. Surely, sir. He will definitely come. Thank you, sir.
Father, dream.
Sagar, call.
What call, Father?
It was from Swami school. They wanted you to join immediately.
Thank you, Swami. Swami.
Swami, if some of us, like Brother Sagar, experienced you before coming here, then others have experienced you after coming here, Swami. And one such example is our brother Rohan.
Rohan, happy birthday.
Rohan, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Rohan. Thank you. So, what about treat?
Oh, all that later, brother. If I was at home, my mother would give me new clothes. But...
Rohan, what happened?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking about the periods today. And the first period is...
Computer science, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brothers, get ready fast. We are going today to Mandir for darshan.
But brother, what about school?
School, I don't know. But warden said that we are going to Mandir. First bell is at 7:30. Come fast.
And so, all of us came to Mandir and bhajan started in the Mandir.
Swami, today is my birthday. Please, bless me, Swami.
But Rohan wasn't for a surprise as someone came and gave him safari.
Safari?
Yes, brother.
Every year, Swami gives his students safari clothes as a token of love just before his birthday.
Swami, just today morning, I was thinking that if I was at home, I would have received new clothes from my mother. And you too have given me. Swami, even a mother needs to be asked. But you have answered my mere thoughts itself. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for everything you have done.
Swami, you got us into your fold and molded us into gold. Growing big as you reminisce about the years that have gone by, memories of the moments you spent with us, mementos you blessed us with, come back rushing. However small our desire was, you fulfilled it. However mundane our prayers were, you answered them. This place may be lost in our memories when we step out portals of your institution, but never thy presence from our hearts. We may be ready to enter the world, but we still hold on to you. Just like a child that clings onto its mother, so do we, Swami, always seeking thy protection and grace. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for making us a part of your legacy.
Swami, in my 8th standard, I wanted to be a part of the Ganesh Chaturthi celebrations. But due to some unforeseen circumstances, I was not given the opportunity to do so. Swami, I turned to you and asked you, why have you not given me this opportunity to dance in front of you, Swami? After all, it is only to please you. But little did I realize that you have a master plan for me, as you have a divine master plan for each and every one of us seated here in this hall. Swami, after that year, year after year, you have been giving me opportunities to dance in front of you, Swami. And without fail, there is not a single year in which I have not danced for the Ganesh Chaturthi celebrations. Swami, I am eternally grateful to you for this. We are eternally grateful to you, Swami, for all the opportunities and the blessings and the gifts of love and the grace you have showered upon us. Swami, for us, your children, your students, your property, you are our everything.
Teri rehmat se jeete hain khushhal o sai rai se jo parvat nikale wo kamal ho sai meri dua bhi aaj qubool tere dar कर निहाल ओ साईं तुम सुबह से
सांसों में धड़कनों का गीत तुम, आँखों से तेरी पाई जो रोशनी, झूमे मुस्काए दिल का ये रागिनी, संगम जो तेरा और मेरा हो गया, मिल गई है सांसे धड़कनों को जिंदगी.
You are here and everywhere, calling us and guiding us.
Indeed, Swami, every moment, every time you are there guiding us, every moment of ours, every memory, you are there. Not just there, Swami, every memory is meaningful because you are there. When we look back into our life, at all those years that we have spent with you, be it 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 10 years, or even 12 years, Swami, everything seems so fast. It seems as if just yesterday we joined at your lotus feet, and already today we are sitting here in front of you. Swami, when we go out, people ask us, what difference does it make? Is it necessary to go so far just for education? Whether they believe it or not, Swami, whether they agree or not, in the deepest of our hearts, we know, Swami, that you are the one that has added color to our lives. We know, Swami, that you are the one that has added meaning to our lives. Without you, Swami, we do not exist. And today, Swami, we want to celebrate this joy of having stayed at your lotus feet. All we thirst for is your love, Swami. All we want in our lives is you, Swami. We are yours forever. We, Swami, are yours lovingly.
तेरे संग हम रहने की आज खुशी मनाते हैं, खोल कर दिल आज हम ये गीत गाते हैं. तेरे संग हम रहने की आज खुशी मनाते हैं, खोल कर दिल आज हम ये गीत गाते हैं. प्रेम के प्यासे हम साई को चाहते हैं, प्रेम के प्यासे हम साई को चाहते हैं, साई को चाहते हैं, चाहते हैं, चाहते हैं. प्रेम के प्यासे हम साई को चाहते हैं, प्रेम के प्यासे हम साई को चाहते हैं. आसमां से सितारे टूट कर जमीन पर ना आए तो क्या, दिल के अरमान हमारे अगर घर पर मिट जाए तो क्या. साईं नाम फिर भी रहेगा जुबां पर, साईं नाम फिर भी रहेगा जुबां पर, वादा यही हम सुनाते हैं. प्रेम के प्यासे हम साईं को चाहते हैं, प्रेम के प्यासे हम साईं को चाहते हैं, साईं को चाहते हैं, चाहते हैं, चाहते हैं. प्रेम के प्यासे हम साईं को चाहते हैं, प्रेम के प्यासे हम साईं को चाहते हैं. तो तुम हो सृष्टि चालक, फिर भी हम हैं तेरे बालक.
श्री चालक फिर भी हम हैं तेरे बालक तेरे ही पास है सारा जहां जाए हम और कहां छूकर तेरे चरणों को साई आज दिल की बात मन बताते हैं तेरे संग हम रहने की आज खुशी मनाते हैं खोल कर दिल आज हम ये गीत गाते हैं तेरे संग हम रहने की आज खुशी मनाते हैं खोल कर दिल आज हम ये गीत गाते हैं प्रेम के प्यासे हम साई को चाहते हैं प्रेम के प्यासे हम साई को चाहते हैं
साई को चाहते हैं चाहते हैं चाहते हैं प्रेम के प्यासे हम साई को 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 चाहते हैं
Sai Mata Pita Dina Bandhu Sakha. Sai Mata Pita Dina Bandhu Sakha. Tere Charano Me Sai Mera Koti Prana. Tere Charano Me Sai Mera Koti Prana. Sai Mata Pita Dina Bandhu Sakha. Sai Mata Pita Dina Bandhu Sakha. Tere Charano Me Sai Mera Koti Prana. Shakti do me Sai Shiva. Mujhe Shakti do me Sai Shiva.
Mujhe Sai Shiva.
Mujhe Bhakti do mere Sai Shiva.
Thank you.
गणपते हरि साई गोपाला
hamara ramam bhajo raghuramam bhajo ramam bhajo raghuramam bhajo Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishwara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishwara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo Puttaparthishvara Shambho Shankara Sadashivo Shiva Shiva Purishvara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo Navahara Purahara Puttaparthishvara Shambho Shankara Sadashivo Navahara Purahara Puttaparthishvara Shambho Shankara Sadashivo
Shiva 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 Vitorishvara Shambho Shankara Sada Shiva.
Shashi जय